It's easy to display the Spirit's fruit when all's right with the world. It's much tougher when life takes a hard turn. Often the most radiant believers are the ones who suffer the most. The Holy Spirit shines through the lives of many whose road has been hard. Today, we take another look at the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. Please stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue our series on When the Spirit Has His Way, recapturing the wonder of God within us. Dr. Lutzer comes now with more of his message on the gift of spiritual fruit.
You know, just this past week, actually it was yesterday, I read the story of a young woman sexually abused, terrible story, but it was the story of how she came through that, experienced peace and forgiveness. But is it easy? No, it is very, very hard, but the Holy Spirit of God is there to help us. And I have to tell you, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, his primary knife is suffering. It can be physical suffering. This morning, we as elders prayed for a woman who's a very great saintly woman in this church, but going through a tremendous amount of physical pain. Sometimes it's that, and then sometimes it's other people that God brings into our life. The fruit of the Spirit, God prunes us back. Why? To finally humble us, to finally wean us from sin and all those secret agreements we have made with the flesh, and to get rid of those so that we might be broken and humble, and then there's love, joy, peace. Wow. Now, if the works of the flesh represent selfishness, self, think of how the works of the Spirit, or the fruit of the Spirit, I should say, represents selflessness. Let me ask you something. I do it with a smile on your face, on my face. Maybe there'll be a smile on yours as well. How would you like to be married to somebody who exhibits love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, patience? I think that'd be pretty easy, wouldn't it? That's what God is after. That's what God is after. Have you ever seen a waiter carry, I think it's called a tureen. That is to say, he may have a tray, and on the tray there are several dishes, and they carry it even above their heads in some places. You have no idea what's in those bowls as they walk by until somebody trips the waiter. And then it's very evident what's in the bowls. It all comes out. When somebody trips us, when somebody does us a bad turn, what should come out at that moment is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That is the fruit of the Spirit. And that can't be produced by law. If you're in a very, very legalistic situation where you have believed that Christianity is keeping a certain number of laws, and that's all that it is not doing certain things, which may be good not to do, but if that's all that there is, you've missed it. I remember somebody sarcastically saying about someone who was being interviewed about the possibility of a Christian position, and he said he's a good businessman, he's a good administrator, he can carry a vision. All that he lacks is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, and meekness. May that never be said of us. You say, well, Pastor Lutzer, that's fine, but how does this transformation happen? I'm very interested in helping you by the Spirit and the Word in that. But first of all, I want to share with you, I think, one of the most important misconceptions that the average Christian has. The average Christian says to himself, I can't be filled with the Spirit. I can't walk in the Spirit. I'm so defeated. I'm so broken down. Life is so hard. If I could be, maybe a pastor or a missionary or a seminary president, I throw that in because apparently we have some here today that fit into that category, maybe then I would be able to attain to walking in the Spirit. What a marvelous gift that would be. These dear people, God bless them, they have it all backwards. Notice that the Apostle Paul didn't say, now stop walking in the flesh, and then you'll finally be worthy to walk in the Spirit. That's not what he says. He says the opposite. He says, walk in the Spirit. Is the flesh getting you down? He says, walk in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Let me say it to you with clarity. The Holy Spirit was not given to us because we have it all together. The Holy Spirit was given to us to enable us to get it all together. So I speak to the most defeated Christian today. I speak even to those of you who struggle with addictions. I speak to those of you who this past week failed and your conscience troubles you. I'm speaking to you today. What you and I need to do is to learn to walk in the Spirit. The Spirit is given to bring about the transformation. He is the paraclete, as we've learned. He is the helper to bring it all about. But how? Now, as I was thinking about this yesterday and this morning, it dawned on me that maybe one of the best ways to explain it all is to give you three images. And I want you to wake up tomorrow morning with those images in your mind. Three images that grow out of this passage of Scripture to help us along life's journey, learning to walk in the Spirit. The first image is that of the cross. You'll notice that the Apostle Paul says in verse 24, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. I remember a young man reading that and saying, this can't be true. This can't be true. Because remember, a Christian can commit any one of the works of the flesh, but he will do so against the leadership, the guidance, and the nudging of the Spirit. Those who will not enter into the kingdom of God, they're the ones who do this, and their conscience doesn't even bother them because they have no resistance. But as Christians, we struggle. And what does it mean that those who belong to Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires when it's so manifestly, it appears, to be untrue? You know, if Paul meant that this was the end of our battle with the flesh, if that's what Paul meant, why did he say earlier on in this passage that we have a struggle? The Spirit and the flesh are duking it out within us. Why did he say that? It's clearly not what he meant. But let's talk about the cross for a moment. First of all, when we think of the cross, we should remember that Jesus died there for sinners and provided a sacrifice for us. Those of you who know Christ as Savior will be thankful for that. But it's not just that Jesus died for us and that's the end of it. We have to keep going back to the cross for forgiveness. Those of you whose conscience troubles you today because of unconquered sin, you need to go to the cross to receive cleansing and forgiveness and then ask God the question, what do I do to make everything right regarding those whom I have hurt so that your conscience is without offense before God and man? We always need to go back, and we have to understand that each day we begin at the cross, affirming the fact that Jesus is our righteousness. When you sense sin in your life, you flee to Christ and the cross. And those of you who have never trusted Christ as your Savior, that's the message that you need today, to believe on Him that you might be saved. It's all at the cross. But follow carefully. What Paul is saying is not merely that Jesus died for me, great though that is. What Paul is saying is, I also died with Christ. God so put me into Jesus that when he was crucified there, I was crucified. And Paul is referring to this here. And Paul doesn't mean that that's the end of our struggles. By no means. What Paul is referring to is the fact that our obligation to sin is now officially ended. Because we died to the old life, however much we may still struggle with it, our obligation to obey the flesh is no longer there. We belong to Jesus. Now, our old landlord might continue to insist that we make payments, to be sure, but actually we can tell him to be gone because we belong to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the God of all gods. What I want you to see today is that you don't have to crucify yourself. Paul doesn't say, now you go ahead and crucify yourself. There's a sense in which we cooperate in it. But notice, I want you to see it today as something that God has done already for you. There is more provision in the cross than you and I have ever experienced. It is all there for us. Image number one, the cross. Image number two, a road.
Well, this is Pastor Luther, and as you might have guessed, this message is not yet over. You'll have to tune in next time as we complete the series of messages, When the Spirit Has His Way, and this particular message is titled The Gift of Spiritual Fruit. And because we are coming to the end of this series, I want to emphasize once again that in a moment you'll be given some information as to how these messages can be yours, so that even though the series is over on the radio, you'll have them available so that you can listen to them again and perhaps share them with your friends. I want to emphasize again that the Holy Spirit of God has been given to us. I want you to become acquainted with Him. I want you to understand His friendship in your life and the transformation that He desires to bring about. It's been my experience that as we deal with issues in our life that seem to be so huge, when we become serious and honest, the Holy Spirit of God helps us do whatever we need to draw closer to the Lord, to give ourselves to Him, and to enjoy His presence. Now, if you wish to communicate with us, if this series of messages has been a blessing to you, you can go to our email address and let us know. Go to media@moodychurch.org. That's media@moodychurch.org. Perhaps you've come to saving faith in Jesus Christ as a result of Running to Win. We'd love to hear about that and rejoice along with you. And finally, if you want to know more about the ministry of Moody Church, you may simply go to moodychurch.org. That's our website, moodychurch.org. See you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer with more of The Gift of Spiritual Fruit, the last message in a 10-part series on When the Spirit Has His Way, recapturing the wonder of God within us. Tomorrow, more about sowing and reaping and why the appetite we feed will be the appetite that's dominant in our lives. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When the Spirit Has His Way. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.